Blog Talk Radio. Life is like a big merry-go-round. You're up and down.
I thought we could lay away the pain tonight, fuck away our flashbacks to a land not too far off in the distance, mounting my frame with no intentions of keeping these images safe you've implanted in my safe, lying exposed by your pleasure and paralyzed by my shame. But see, there's something about the stank-assness of anger and aggression in between the sheets, the makings of a real good fuck. So we went ahead and left that old badger honor out back with the rest of them, because around these parts, we got nothing but painful pussies pulsating. And lo and behold, festering in the feces of pain emerges that real live motherfucker. Felt from the bellows of the womb of great-great-great-grandma. Visions of her screams run rampant through my core, only to show up again in my addictions. Randomly, I remember the kneeling in heavenly surrender, then the squatting, the pushing out babies, my seat of creation, creating civilizations majestically, so masterfully. Master had to get his cup full of some of that bubbling brown sugar. He laughed it off and snatched it up like a twinkle, surprised like peekaboo played in broad daylight. That sadistic fuck let it be known that playtime got knocked out the park a long time ago. But still, it's me. I seek refuge in eyes that look a lot like mine. My body lies limp through swollen eyelids. I cry all while playing connect the dots in the heavenly sky. Overstretched legs trace the horizon with each forceful thrust, welling out the cries for freedom, followed by a shut the fuck up or you better not tell nobody. Muffled whispers coming from the back room, often haunted by echoes of garbled screams, I presume. But it's me that seeks forgiveness tonight. So, fuck me senseless. Heal the scars etched within the crevices of my walls. Feed my sorrows, motherfuck my tomorrows. With each deep thrust, give me life full of fury. Something that I can feel without guilt, without jury. Peace pierce my soul. Numb me if you will. Because for the next 12 minutes, Daddy, I don't want to feel neglected by love, complete humiliation. Leave me with honor, my seat of creation. Lost in a love not serving the depths of my existence, I sacrifice my soul with penetration, comes resistance. And as delicious as this sounds, huh, we fucked for the glory. This pleasure principle reenacts the same old story. Trash versus being treasured. Committing crimes against humanity, repeating the same damn cycle. We create potential, then birth insanity. Running through the battlefields of my dreams lie the seeds to forgiveness. Battle cries of betrayal no longer affect my existence. See, opportunities for redemption make this an awkward situation. I explode, pull triggers, release agony and the frustration. And we rise and we fall, but elevate through our conscious. Embrace a love so raw, transform our intentions to be more righteous. But if only for a moment I lie basking in this bliss, a heart once bloodied by a past that no longer exists, I yearn for redemption with each yelp out I confess the freedom of forgiveness so that my soul can lay to rest. But if I must venture solo, stripped raw, bare, chiseled down to the bone, let love radiate in my being as I reclaim my rightful throne. I want to welcome you all tonight to Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition. This is Vonnie, your sexual wellness coach. And we have Z.
And I am Z, your sex and health and wellness enthusiast.
Yes. And we want to welcome you tonight for Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition. And the piece you just heard was a piece that that I wrote called Lay It Down. And that piece right there, Zine, was a very deep piece for me.
Oh, my God, Bonnie, I felt, oh, my goodness, I felt your passion. I felt the pain. I felt the joy. I felt all of it in that expression. I would love, love, love for you to share with me and with the family how that came about and what made you write such a passionate piece of poetry.
Oh, well, thank you, Z. I appreciate it. This piece came to me with doing the work on myself through meditation and connecting with my past, connecting with my ancestors and my grandmothers. I was able to, because I'm still, like I said, it's a deep and personal piece, and it's about my lineage. It's about my sisters. It's about my grandmothers and the things, and I say my great-great-great-great-grandmothers, you know, the things that they had to endure. And here we are today, you know, as manifestations of who we were and who they were in the past. And so today's show is titled If This Womb Could Talk. And that came from if their wombs could talk, what would they be saying? What type of pain and pleasure? Because this was about pain and pleasure and using, you know, sex as a way to escape that pain. And to hide away from things. So, you know, that piece just came from all types of places. It was about redemption and forgiveness and forgiving self and healing and moving forward. So,
you know, I felt that. And, you know, when you talk about Maslick had to get his piece and, you know, and the things that our great-grandparents and great-grandmothers had to endure. And, you know, and it didn't stop with them because it carries on and on and on and on, generation after generation after generation, and that pain is still embedded in our womb. You know, it's still embedded in there, you know, in that consciousness. And so, first of all, I just want to commend you on writing that piece and that you help us with our own healing process. You know, because it truly is about us continuing to do the work for our own healing. And, you know, many of us have had sexual trauma, whether it's been, you know, whether it's been maybe rape or, you know, maybe it's been having sex with someone that we really didn't want to, but we did it anyway because we were looking for love, you know, or maybe it was sexual molestation as a child. Whatever it may be, the womb still carries that.
Yeah,
and that's what we're talking about tonight. You know, what would your womb say? You know, they do a lot of that when they do the vagina monologues, and I'd love to be able to see that, you know, in person, because when you hear about the stories that come from sisters sharing what their wombs are saying, what their vaginas are saying, yes, I thank you so much for helping us to feel it. So we can heal it.
Yes, yes. Because as women, we are receivers, and we are constantly birthing things, whether it be ideas, you know, children. But we want to birth things that are harmonious. And in order for us to have that harmony, you know, we have to find that within ourselves. And, you know, part of the reason why I got into doing the work that I'm doing is that I was seeing, just looking out on the street, I was seeing a lot of angry children, you know, just mad at the world, and they haven't even begun to, you know, to explore life and to live life, but, you know, just mad and frustrated. And I'm thinking, like, well, where is this coming from? You know, and then there are other factors, of course, you know, that come into play, but, you know, getting into the genesis of where this is coming from, like where were they birthed from? What was their mother thinking, you know, when this baby was being nourished and carried in the womb? And I wanted to share with you, I've been blessed to work with a bunch of beautiful women. And the organization is called, it's based out in Baltimore, called Belly Buddies. And I teach nutrition. And it's a platform that allows me to plant seeds. I'm all about, like, planting seeds and things like that. So these are pregnant mommies, about some of them about to give birth for the first time to children, and some of them, are, you know, already have children. And, you know, in talking with these women, I mean, just so beautiful. But the common thread was they weren't with their I hate the term baby daddies, but they weren't with the children's fathers, you know, and undergoing, you know, just different types of challenges, and just so young. And I'm just thinking, you know, that baby is, you know, is getting that energy, is getting that stress and getting that worry, you know, and they're not even here yet. And yes, once that baby is born, I'm sure, you know, these are some great women, some great mothers. They're going to love that baby. But, you know, understanding that we are also energetic and spiritual beings, you know, that baby is getting that energy as well. So it's like, well, what can we do? You know, and humanity to make it a better world for our children, for our babies.
Ooh, you know, Bonnie, that's such a big one, because, you know, when I think about that, I used to work at a school for teenage mothers here in Baltimore, and it was heartbreaking for me to see these young, you know, precious angels. I mean, you know, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 on up to 18 in school and pregnant. And I think one of the things that comes to me is, you know, these young children, young girls, looking for love. That's what they really wanted when they had.
Yeah.
That's what they wanted. They wanted love. They wanted someone to make them feel loved. They wanted to feel special. And of course, you know, when you're at that age, you think or you hear, you know, sex is the way to do that. So you have this sexual experience, and then all of a sudden, next thing you know, you find out you're having a baby. And oftentimes, and it's not always, oftentimes, daddy disappears. Daddy moves on, and, you know, you're there with this baby. And so, of course, in many, many, many occasions, anger and resentment builds up, and it builds up in her while she's carrying the baby in her womb. The things she says about herself, the things she says about the baby's father, all of that energy, all of that negativity is going into this beautiful soul, and out is going to come all those emotions. And
right.
So when you talk about, we have all these angry children, and we wonder, you know, where they're coming or how they get to be so angry at such an early age. Well, yeah, that can definitely be the root.
Yeah.
That can definitely be the root. So I think part of the healing process, Bonnie, is for doing just what you're doing, being with them, helping them to, you know, talk about those feelings, because they're real. You know, those real feelings, those real emotions, helping them to work through them. And then loving themselves in the midst, and helping them to really understand, because I think that people don't really get that what you think and the emotion that you put into your body when you're carrying that child is going straight to your baby. Just like when you teach them about nutrition, you know, you want to teach them not to eat too much sugar, and you want to teach them how to eat good vegetables and stuff to nourish the body. Well, you got to nourish the soul and the mind of that child that you're nurturing as well. Yeah,
so make that connection. Exactly, Z. And, you know, and making that connection with our feelings and thoughts and food. That's one of the things that I stress, you know, in our classes, how we were in tune with our senses, you know, with the food that we ate, because we didn't just pop things in our mouth, but it was getting in touch with what we were actually putting in our mouth and ingesting and digesting, because that eventually is going to, you know, to nourish our body, our cells, and our cells, you know, turn into organs and, you know, voila, you know, here we are, you know, because we're constantly, you know, regenerating. So, you know, when we are, you know, we're holistic. So just imagine with all the other things, you know, when you're stressed, what do? Like, we have our vices. We have our cigarettes. We have our food. So you have all
that's
these
drink,
other things.
That's drugs.
Drugs, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Sure.
And many different things, yeah. So, you know, again, just, you know, getting to the root of it. And the root of it is love. I mean, that's what it comes down to. The root is love, you know, self-love. And I just think, and I'm definitely, you know, am not holier than thou, where I can say, like, I've been in that situation where I didn't feel, you know, I felt a certain way about myself, so I would abuse my body in a way, because that's how I was feeling. And then what happens? You are trapped, you know. You know how that is. You know, they talk about, you know, the law of attraction, but that's real, you know, is that, you know, you're trapped in that mess and that toxicity and things of that nature. So,
and you know, I think one of the other things, and the reason why I bring this up is because, you know, I had someone recently who had a baby, and I don't think that mothers are aware how important it is when that baby comes into the world for them to be held close to you. For them to feel your heartbeat. You know, the first thing you want to do is put a baby in a bassinet or maybe I'm just old fashioned. But, you know, to put a baby, you know, in a cold little thing for them to sleep in when they've only been in the world a couple of days, I just kind of have my feelings about that. But I just, you know, but just holding that baby close to you, because, you know, this is what they say, children need touch. And you know, they have, you know, statistics that show, you know, children that are not touched, that are not, you know, talked to and sang to and read to, are not going to have that same way of developing those wonderful, warm human emotions as a child that has all of that. And you can tell the difference, you know. And
you can.
You can.
A lot of people are actually touch starved. I don't know. Especially like elderly are touch starved. And I make sure that when I'm in contact with the elderly, when I do my classes, because I teach aerobics. Well, not aerobics, but we do it's supposed to be Zumba, but I play like a lot of stuff. So I like to play like the old Earth, Wind, and Fire, and I have them, you know, jamming in there in our classes. But one thing that I make sure that I do is that I touch them and that I acknowledge them, because they're not getting that. And just like how babies need it, we all need that. We're all, you know, we're starving for that kind, you know, gentle touch. And you know, with our history as Africans in this country, you know, we don't have, you know, our relationship with touch has not been a healthy one. And so,
because oftentimes, I mean, and it's so interesting that you would say about our seniors, because I went to a workshop today on a healthy sexuality for the 55 and older crowd. It was given at the Zeta Senior Center. It was amazing. I tell you one thing, the facilitator was phenomenal. I mean, she gave a plethora of information she showed the body parts, and look, she showed a penis and a vulva. She said, not a vagina, that's not a vagina you're looking at, that's a vulva. And she said, you know, because she said, you may not have seen one in a while. You know, men, you may not have seen one in a while. And women, you may not have seen a penis in a while. Because, you know, I would say that the majority of the people there were 70 and over. Okay. And so, but she talked so much about, she talked about everything. But one of the things that she said is, even if you're not having sex, and she did support healthy sexuality, healthy sexual relations. She said, if you ain't dead, keep getting it. That's what she said. She said, if you ain't dead, keep on getting it. But she also talked about, you know, if you're not able to have sexual intercourse, touch, caressing, kissing, she said, that is just so important. So just absolutely what you just said, just touching one another, caressing one another, you know, rub your feet, give your mate a massage. And if you're solo, she talked about solo pleasure. She said, all right, my sisters, you know, we got something for you who don't have a man. Maybe your husband's gone. Maybe he's, you know, passed on or whatever, but we got something for you too. But she said she talked about loving our bodies. Listen, she said, don't make your private parts private to you.
I know that's right.
So,
I you asked you now. Did y'all talk about the clitoris? Because you mentioned the other part.
Yeah, she said, and she even said, she said, I just want y'all to know the clitoris is only there for one reason. It's for pleasure. That's it.
Hallelujah.
She said, now the women have three holes. I don't know if she used the word hole, but three openings. One is, and she said, you know, and she talked about the urethra is for you to pee out of, the vagina, and then your anus. She said, but that clitoris is there for one thing and one thing only, pleasure. So use it often and have pleasure often. Oh, my God, it was just wonderful, and I'm just
it's
so happy.
Like
Go ahead, what you going to say?
I was just saying, I was just commenting, like, it sounds like it was.
Oh, my gosh, it was so vibrant, and, I mean, she had the whole crowd roaring, you know, and then when they showed the picture of the of the vulva, his brothers were like, yeah, that looked good. But also she talked about, also when she first started talking, she spoke about, this is what she did. So she said, you know, I'm going to say the word vagina, and you tell me what you grew up with. So she said vagina, and then people started howling out, you know, well, pussy and cunt and Susie and all these, you know, different names. And then for penis, it was PP and dingy-ling and all that stuff. But one of the things that she said about that was this. The reason why there's so much shame around our body parts, our genitals, is because our parents, you know, we don't blame them for this, but this is just the way we were taught, did not call them what they are.
Yes.
Did not say this is a vagina. Did not say this is a penis. Did not teach us what these body parts are for. And so therefore, having these things, your little twat, your little just keep your, don't let nobody touch it. Don't you touch it. So she said, we have grown up with so much shame around it. And then as we get older, we continue that, and then we think that we're not even supposed to be doing it anymore because, you know, you think, okay, well, I did it when I was, you know, when I was ready to have babies, but now that I'm not in the baby stage anymore, I'm not supposed to be touching it. I'm not supposed to have nobody else touch it. And so we still have that shame around us, even in our, you know, 60s, 70s, 80s, and on up. And so that's what we're talking about tonight, is some of how we're carrying some of that shame still around our beautiful and amazing genitals.
I want to remind our listeners this evening that this is our first open form show. Title is This Womb Could Talk,
And this is also open to our men as well. And, you know, so you're welcome to, you know, offer your comments or ask any questions or anything, or you just, you know, if you just want to say hello to us this evening, you're definitely welcome to do so.
Absolutely. We are looking for, you know, to hear all the people that have been on and supported us. And also, you know, we know that we have people have their own stories that they may want to share and their healing experience. You know, some of us have a beautiful journey in our life where we were able to overcome some type of, you know, maybe it was sexual trauma or something that happened, and whatever healing experience. We'd love to have you share what your healing journey was, because guess what? When you share your story, it's going to help someone else. Trust me, it's the way it always works. Somebody shares something and someone else hears it, and boom, you know, something clicks or opens for them. So please, and, you know, share your story. You don't have to identify yourself if you don't feel comfortable with that. It's all okay. But thank
all
you
right.
so Breaking much.
Up. Okay, Z, I just brought in a caller. We have area code 443, and the last four are 9502. Welcome, caller. This is Vonnie on Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition. How are you this evening?
Hey, Vonnie, this is Erica Salee calling.
Oh,
I just wanted to say,
Erica.
Yes, good evening, ladies. I have to tell you, I just wanted to make a comment that I'm just enjoying the conversation. Thank you for the text reminder that you were going to be on tonight. And with as much as you supported me, I just wanted to chime in and just give you my support and just say it's nice to listen to healthy conversation about stuff that we don't often talk about. Sometimes we're too embarrassed to talk about. So great job, ladies. I appreciate what I'm hearing, and I just wanted to let you know I'm here.
All right, Erica, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Erica. Bless you so much, and thanks for being with us. We appreciate you.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. You know, that's so wonderful, and that is what it's all about, Vonnie. You know, you and I, when we first started talking about this, it's like we really want to open up this dialogue and this conversation because, you know, I have girlfriends. We talk about it all the time, and, you know, I'm like, if we're talking about it, other people want to talk about it, and it's just such a beautiful thing that people can feel that they have a sacred place to be able to express themselves and to learn and grow.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
And it's important that, you know, because sex is we're here. I often say, like, we are here as a result of that. You know, no fairy dust was sprinkled, but we're here as a result of that. And we have, like you mentioned that, you know, with our journeys and things like that, it's just like, you know, we have, some of us may have, I know with me, it's a learning experience. I mean, when I was molested as a child, I definitely didn't think that I would be able to sit up here and have a conversation about it. But when I talked about it more and I shared it more, it was a healing experience for me. You know, and being able to communicate and articulate those feelings and to cry about it and to put it open so that I can move on, and so that, again, we talk about sharing so that we can share so I can help the next sister or brother that might be, you know, or undergoing experiences. I see that we have another caller coming in. I'm going to bring this caller in. And all right, and area code 9917, last four, 3016. Welcome, caller. Welcome to Love. Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition. How are you this evening?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much. Great conversation. I love the reading this evening. Thank you so much. That was a blessing. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank
welcome,
you.
Welcome.
And, Z, you're absolutely right in what you were saying about when you were talking about the body parts, how we weren't told exactly what it was. Because when I was coming up, down south, visiting my family, my aunt said to me, "Did you wash your pocketbook?"
Yes! Well, that was one of the words they used. I never heard that one.
Yeah, and I'm like, huh? She said, "Did you wash your pocketbook?" I'm like, I don't have a pocketbook. She said, yes, you do too. I said, I don't have a pocketbook. She says, that's between your legs. And I'm like, oh, I didn't know what that was. You know, my a pocketbook. You know, and they call it all kind of other things. So when we don't properly teach our children, you know, what it is, then they're going to be misconstrued on what's going on with themselves, you know, because, like, I know I'm a single parent, and I was so happy to be able to have the conversation with my son. I was looking so forward to having that conversation with him. But I told him at an early age, you know, I said, this is a penis. You know, I told him what it was. You know, it's a penis, and it's yours, and no one is to come and touch you but you. You is the only one who can touch you. If anyone else is touching you, you let me know, especially if it's an uncomfortable touch. So, you know, we really important for us to teach our children, you know, and at a young age, they do start to have these feelings, and they want to touch themselves, you know, it's, they can explore their body, allow them to be able to be comfortable with themselves, you know, because I know it took me a long time to be comfortable with myself, and there's a lot of times when I am not comfortable with myself, even at the age that I am now. A lot of times I find myself going back to that person where I'm hiding. I'm afraid, you know, because this is still part of my past, something that I have not completely healed from. But at the same age, I still find myself going back there because of something that I had not dealt with, you know, during that time. So it is so, so important that we do, you know, teach our children, you know, the proper, you know, etiquette of who they are, their body parts and whatnot, and what it's for and whatnot. And don't beat around the bush, you know, about it. You know, be open and honest with them, because we are at an age, stage in our life, man, where everything is wide open in their face. They can turn anything on, be on anything and see any and everything. Sometimes I'm like, what? This is what's on TV this time, this day and time? They don't have no, you know, so we have to keep ourselves in check with our, you know, with our children and be open and honest with them. Thank you for allowing me to share.
Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you so much. And let me just say this. Not only our children, but ourselves.
Yes.
Ourselves. You know, we're still calling her our coochie. We're still saying Susie. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I don't want to make light of it. But when you're replacing that with actually calling, you know, your vagina what it is, your vulva what it is, your penis what it is, that's a whole different story. And I'm gonna be and interestingly enough, I was very observant today. So, you know, am I there? You know, I'm looking around. When she showed the pictures of the female genital, do you know there were still some women that could not look? They looked down at the table, they were looking around. They could not even look at the picture.
Yeah.
So I'm saying that here you have gotten into, what, 70 and 80 years of your life, and you can't even look at a picture of a of your female organ. Oh, my goodness. So I would say yes to teaching our children, but also getting comfortable with ourselves. And that's one of the things this facilitator talked about. She said, if you weren't comfortable with yourself, how do you expect anybody else to be comfortable with you?
Right.
You know, you have to be able to be, you know, familiar with every part of yourself, look at it, touch it, you know, love it, be comfortable with your body.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But, so thank you so much.
Yeah, and, you know, as I'm thinking, you know, of the book, The Miseducation of the Negro. So it's a miseducation on our part with our sexuality. Because, you know, and that's one of the reasons why we did the adult sex ed, because it's like we need to relearn some things about and get comfortable with our sexuality, because it's not something we're open to exploring unless it might be a toy party. You know, those are very popular where, you know, women go to toy parties. But having an open conversation about sex and masturbation and orgasm. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we might talk, you know, with one or two friends, but to have an open, honest conversation about that, we're not having too many of those.
Oh, absolutely not. And you know, and I don't want to keep going back to what was going on today, but I'm just so excited to see that they're having these conversations in this community, because she talked about all of that. And she said, you know, she said, I understand you may not, you know, man, you may not be able to get it up like you used to. She said, but ain't nothing wrong with your mouth. Ain't nothing wrong with your tongue. You can. Ain't nothing wrong with you. And so I'm like, you go, girl. I was, you know, I'm sorry, what you say?
I said, you should have told me about that class. I should have stood in on that class there.
Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you, if I had known it was going to be like that, I would have invited everybody to come. But I'm going to see if I can get her to come on. Maybe she can come on our show one day. But getting comfortable with every way of pleasuring ourselves, and, you know, just being okay with that, just knowing that is an okay thing. And I do know that is something, again, that has been passed on from generation to generation, you know, like, oh, my gosh, you would dare not put a dick in your mouth. Okay. You would dare not, you know, put a vagina in your mouth. Oh, my gosh, that's nasty. That's dirty. Well, but that's your body part. You know, so we've really got to dispel those old myths, those taboos, and welcome the most beautiful aspect of ourselves, our whole self, from the tip of our from the crown of our head to the tips of our toes and everything in between.
So we have to say, callers on the line, Z. I'm going to bring in. All right. A caller, area code 443-2491. Hello, caller. Good evening. Welcome to Let's Talk About Sex and Nutrition.
Good evening, love.
How are you all tonight?
We are welcome to the call.
Well, you know, I have really, really been enjoying the talk that you ladies have been giving. And I will say, from the standpoint of a daughter I was a daughter of a person who was in nursing. I will say that there is something extremely, just for anyone who maybe even consider having children and actually begin to have that sex talk, that being able to describe the organs and give them the appropriate names, and to openly discuss, open and honestly about sexuality, because that was something that my mother did provide for me. It did, and for me, it provided me, in terms of my thinking, a real blessing, in because it was coming from a place of, okay, well, this is, you know, this is how the body reacts. These are the things that are done. You know, even talking about the cycle, talking about men's bodies, talking about women's bodies. And there was a certain, because of the amount of honesty that my mother had during that time, it provided me with, I guess, a sense of ease about your body, being able to openly discuss it and not feeling judged. So if you are in that place of, you know, being preoccupied about it, that there is something that's extremely freeing about that. Also, one of the things that I heard you all talk about earlier was that, especially in terms of children, I know that when I found out that I was pregnant with my first son, it was right around September 11th, and I will admit that during that time, I was nervous and scared, and actually having him, the marriage wasn't the best because I did not have the full support of the now ex-husband at the time. But one of the things, I had definitely gotten into energy healing. I had experienced some benefits to it. So if you're one of those mothers, and I'm with you, Vondria, about the children being angry, but my main focus was I did not want this child feeling rejected because I was nervous about being a mom at that particular time. So being able to go to a practitioner to help you get into the right frame of mind is something that can assist you. And one of the things that I did notice about my son after he was born, in terms of, he was a pretty easygoing baby when I was bringing him up, when especially during his younger years. So there is something to be said about getting yourself into that place of meditating and becoming calm about motherhood and entering into that area, because yes, it does, you know, affect the baby, because the baby is a part of you, you know, is sharing, you know, all of those feelings that you're having at that moment when you are giving, when that baby is forming inside of your body. And I don't know if you ladies have talked about it, but one of the things that, since we all are talking about the womb, one of the things that I think that people should know is that, especially from an energetic standpoint, that area represents the sacral. It's the second chakra up from the root. And that is the place where you give birth to your ideas. So if you are suppressing anything or any ideas that you may have, what begins to happen is that energy inverts on itself and starts formulating in the body. So I would say that for those of you that if you have your creative ideas, you know, go ahead, step out on faith, make those things happen, bring them out into the world, because they're looking to give birth. They're looking to be out in the world so that there can be more love in the world. There can be your divine expression of source out in the world.
Yes, definitely. Thank you. Thank you so much, Carl.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. Thank you so much. Oh, that puts a whole different spin on it. Thank you so much, Carl. We appreciate you. And that puts an even deeper meaning to nurturing that area of our bodies, our sacral chakra, our place of bring forth our divine ideas. So many of us, you know, do have those ideas that come forth, and we don't birth them, we don't bring them forth. So we want to do some energy work around that. So, you know, you can maybe find an energy healer that will help release some of that blockages, or maybe you can do meditation around that. I know, Vani, you do a lot of energy work, so, you know, you may be able to even offer some suggestions about how to go about doing that. So thank you, Paula. We appreciate you for bringing that up.
Yes, thank you. A couple of weeks ago when I was learning the sacred womb yoga dance with Queen Afua, that's one of the things that we talked about, is opening up that root and sacral chakra and getting that energy flowing, getting that blood flowing, you know, just getting things moving, because what happens when things are stagnant and stuck, you know, they get icky and they start to build up. They start to get toxic, and they start to overload. And what we're seeing is that we're seeing a rise in fibroid tumors, hysterectomies, endometriosis, erectile dysfunction. These different things are, these pathologies and illnesses and diseases are manifesting in our body as a result of us, you know, not having that energy, you know, flowing, because diseases and illnesses, they don't just pop up. It's just not, you know, all of a sudden, voila, for the most part. I'll just say that, you know, it starts from somewhere. And so when we are, you know, through meditation and through movement and through, you know, nutrition, and when we're nurturing ourselves, you know, we're helping with getting, you know, getting that balance, getting back into that harmony,
so that, you know, so we can be in balance and have that better quality of life. And the last caller mentioned that, you know, when we were not birthing ideas, you know, and having these ideas, you know, that are stuck in us, and they're meant to be out in the world and shared with the world. There's a reason why. There's a reason why you had that idea. You know, it's a reason why you are here. It's a reason why we're here. And that's to share that and to birth that. But oftentimes, you know, life happens and it causes us to fall back and, you know, maybe eat a certain way or feel a certain way. You know, we all have our own individual stories. But we have to think about how we have to, you know, get back into, and I say back into because I think about ancient times when things were in balance, where you had your masculine energy and your feminine energy, and things were harmonious. So we have to get back into that way of life so that we can have a better quality of life.
So, Ronnie, I'm seeing a correlation. I'm sure there is a correlation between the, let's say, the blockages in the sacral chakra.
Right.
And you know, like I said, not being in your purpose, not really bringing yourself out, not really shining your light. You know, they talk a lot about playing it small. And so, you know, maybe that comes from something that happened. You know, if there was sexual abuse, you know,
yeah,
if you were made to feel that you were responsible, that your uncle, daddy, brother, cousin, whoever, sexually molested you, and you were made to feel it was your fault, or, you know, maybe you took that on, or, you know, maybe you just were quiet about it, you didn't tell anybody. So that is carried all the way through your life, so that now, even though you may have this, you know, maybe God put something in you, maybe it's writing poetry, but you never share it because
right.
of that, you know, you still have that, you know, that stuckness or that, you know, you just don't, you're not healed in that area, so you don't,
right.
you haven't released
right.
it. So how
and
would
I,
you share with the family how we can, you know, maybe move through that?
Yeah. Well, I would first say is that, you know, find someone that you trust and that you hold to a high regard, and have a conversation with them, you know, and talk with them. It doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, all in detail, but just to tell them that, you know, that you need a person just to talk to. Because that right there, just knowing that you have someone to talk to, is just a load off your shoulders, you know, and it doesn't necessarily have to, like I said, to be in detail, but just having someone just to listen, someone to cry with. And if that's not the case, then I often, this one of the things that I did, Z, was journaling. Like, journaling was my therapy. Poetry was my therapy, getting it out on paper. But once I felt comfortable with talking about it, like, the talking about it really helped me with my journey, because I was the person that I talked to, there was no judgment, and so I felt more free and more open to you know, to talk about, you know, the things that had happened to me. And then meditation, going within, you know, really getting to that stillness of self, and loving self. I mean, we talk about, you know, loving self as though, you know, it's easy to do. It is a process. It is a process. It takes affirmation. And Erica, I was on her call the other night, and one of the things that she spoke about was, and forgive me if I got the order wrong, but affirmation, declaring that you are a healed person, that you are a whole person, that you are a beautiful person, declaring that, instilling it, you know, not just saying it, but declaring it, you know, claiming that is your birthright, you know, and then affirming that well, you know, to
and
keep that.
I think that it's probably just as important when we do that kind of work to touch ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, not just because the energy that our healing hands, because we all have our hands are healing, they're powerful. And so that energy that's going into us, whether it's touching our heart, when I'm saying I love myself so much, or oh my God, you're so amazing, you're so beautiful, if we're touching that heart area, or if there has been some sexual trauma or some in your womb trauma that you're touching and laying your hand over your vaginal area, your vulva, or your in your sacral area, that you're laying your hands on it, that you're touching yourself, and so that you're sending that beautiful, warm, loving energy to yourself.
That intention, of love and beauty and sacredness. You know, it is our sacred seat, our sacred space.
And Lonnie, could you share with the family, just in case there are those who do not know where the root and the sacral, you mentioned both the root chakra and the sacral chakra are in the body. And also, I'm thinking, you know, the exercise that you did with us in class, I think that's a wonderful way of releasing some of the energy. Would you say that?
Definitely. That was definitely the thought behind us doing those movements.
Mm-hmm.
Was to get that energy moving, because again we're talking about being the whole person, so it wasn't just about, you know, talking about sex, but we're talking about the energetic field that surrounds us and that we are a part of as well. So you mentioned
where
that,
is the root chakra?
Okay, so when you think of the root, you know, our root represents our foundation and the feeling of being grounded. And so that's located in the base of the spine, in the tailbone area. And the root chakra is associated with survival of the fittest, you know, and the color that's associated with that is red. So, you know, that's our primal energy right there, you know, getting to the root. And again, that's located in the base of the spine, the tailbone. And then you have the sacral chakra, which is our connection, our ability to accept others and new experiences. And as the caller had, you know, shared with us earlier about that, is that, you know, we're holding in these ideas and not being open, you know, to different experiences. So when our sacral chakra is blocked, you know, that's when you have those more introverted personalities, or you're sitting on something and you're not, you're sitting on a book or you're sitting on, you know, not doing certain things. So, you know, you can expect some block, or, you know, when we get blockages there. And that location in our sacral area is our lower abdomen area, about 2 inches or so below the navel is our sacral area. And so when we were doing the movements in class, we were stimulating both the root and the chakra area, and then when we were doing the breathing exercises, we were getting that energy and that air, that chi, you know, flowing through our body so that we can, you know, release out any toxins that we might have entrapped. But also, again, just to get things flowing and stop things from being so stagnant.
So would you say that the sacral chakra is probably where we're keeping all that blocked up stuff about, you know, like I said, if there was sexual molestation or any kind of,
it's not just the sacral, because you also have your the heart chakra as well.
Okay.
And so we could be holding things in that area as well. And everything is connected, but when you're dealing with those first 3 or 4 chakras, you know, they all kind of just they're working together. So, you know, there might be some things with the heart. It might be some things with the root. But the sacral chakra is known for being the chakra associated with abundance and well-being and pleasure and sexuality.
Okay. And I know that there are crystals, too, that are often suggested that you can lay crystals on your sacral area.
Yeah.
For, you know, crystals for your heart chakra. you know, and I'm sure you could, you know, family, anybody that, you know, if you want to Google, you know, what crystals are good to just lay on you, you know, to help, you know, move some of the energy and get yourself some release and some healing.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And once you, in the chakras, they also have colors associated with them. So you have different crystals that have that associate with the colors of the chakra as well, and so that you can align those crystals along the path of your chakra. So once you're laying down, you can literally take those crystals and align them along to where your chakras are in your body. So,
and you know, I also want to make sure that we are, you know, I want our brothers to understand that these are just as important for you as well, because we're all made the same. You know, we all have the same energy levels in our body. So any of the things that we're talking about, a man can use for their own healing and experience, because there are many men who have had some type of trauma to themselves. You know, they have had some molestation, someone's taken advantage of them, you know, used them in some way, and they carry that deep. And you know, the thing about our brothers is, and I'm, you know, praying that that more of them will come to seek help, is that they don't talk. You know, like you were talking about, you know, go talk to somebody. You know, sisters do that all the time. You know, thank God we are pretty open about, you know, sharing and talking about our feelings. But our men, they hold it in. They don't talk about it because there's so much shame around it. You know, one of my dear beloveds was molested by two of his cousins. And it was years and years and years before I even found out. And I didn't realize that in his early years, the reason why his behaviors were, you know, he was acting out in so many ways was because of that, what was happening to him. You know,
right.
I was young and very inexperienced, and I didn't know diddly squat. But, you know, as I got older, I guess there's got to be something more to this. And so finally it came out. So I just want to encourage our brothers and sisters, if you have husbands that you feel or loved ones or significant others that you feel maybe there's something going on that, you know, they may be holding in, please encourage them. Don't talk to someone. Just, you know, it could be a minister, it could be a doctor, you know, someone that they feel comfortable, just to get it out and hopefully get some support and healing
Well, Z, it looks like we're coming to that hour point here this evening. I mean, we had a really powerful and impactful conversation this evening. And again, I want to thank all the callers for calling in and sharing your story and commenting. We really appreciate you doing that with us. And we're gonna do a show like this again. So this is not gonna be the last time where we have this, and we when we open it up for our men as well. You know, we speak a lot about, you know, the womb and women, but, you know, that again, that sexual energy, that sexual space, that's between both men and women, and we need that balance and that harmony. So I welcome the men to join in on the conversation next time. And again, I thank you know, everyone for joining us this evening.
Absolutely. We do thank you so much. We love you so much. You know, anytime we can share with you, we feel your energy. Even when you don't speak, we know you're there. So we just thank you so much for joining us tonight. And thank you, Vanya. Oh, I loved your sharing, your spoken word, your poem. Thank you so much for sharing your heart with us with that. And I appreciate you so much. And we do want to make sure we get our commercial in before we end with our song.
All right. So I'm sorry, Z, I didn't hear what you said.
No, I was saying we do want to make sure we get our commercial in before we end with our song tonight, with music tonight.
All right.
this conversation was so vibrant. We went all past the commercial. But we do have to give thanks to our support, you know, Family Healing Circle, for allowing us the opportunity to be on their show and to share this with you. So we want to make sure that we share what they have going on throughout the week. For your enjoyment.
So I can end on the commercial, because we only have a couple of seconds left. But I want to thank you, family. We love you. We'll see you next week at 7:30 on Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition. And I'm Vonnie, your sexual wellness coach with...
And I'm Z, your sexual health and wellness and love enthusiast. Thank you so much for joining us. And we'll see you back next Friday at 7:30. God bless you, and namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste, honey. I love you.
Join us here on the Family Healing Circle, where we heal your mind, body, and soul. Every Sunday, we start your week off right with the delightful Deletta Gillespie and Updraft. It is always an educational and informational show. Tune in on Mondays for Totally Whole with Pastor Bridget and Pastor Cook as they give you the word. Tune in on Tuesday with world-famous DJ Davey D as he plays all of your old-school favorites in R&B, hip-hop, jazz, house, and rap. Join us every Thursday where there's something different. The first Thursday of the month, ladies, is for you. Total Empowerment with the owner of Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa, Angela Hardy. On the second Thursday of the month, join relationship coaches Reverend Arlene Cahet and Reverend Harvey L. Bailey on One Love, One Connection, One Us as they answer all of your relationship questions. On the third Thursday of the month, men, it's time to man up with our own Sacred Masculine, Reverend Jamel Gilliam and the Sacred Masculine Show. On the fourth Thursday of the month, join me, Reverend Harvey L. Bailey, in the Inner Consciousness as I talk about self-help. When we have a fifth Thursday of the month, you can join Reverend Arlene Cahet with the Healing Paradigms right here on the Family Healing Circle, where we heal your mind, body, and soul every week.
Life is like a big man.